nothing like an Infreed with a good sense of humor.
Well, this one, Leela, was wearing your pith helmet.
I assume she looked quite fetching.
Actually, I couldn't see her. Tell me, did she lure you in here?
Oh, dear, no.
So, have you been here very long?
You Americans are so obsessed with time.
Well, I was just wondering.
You're never anywhere because you're always going somewhere.
Well, I just thought of perhaps.
Haven't you learned you have all of eternity before you?
So, isn't that a little extreme?
You have a soul. That's not going to die. So? So you have all of eternity to look forward to, do you not?
Well, when you put it that way.
Exactly. Finish your tea. I'm ready to leave now.
Eager to be somewhere else?
Of course.
Tell me, if Leela is able to come and go in this maze, why didn't she help you?
Well, I assume it was not in her best interest.
Intrigues, right?
Oh, Jack, don't hold a grudge because one broke your heart.
Leela didn't break my heart.
Judge each Infreed on its own merit, I always say.
Sir Henry, Infreeds are mischievous demons, especially the females. But tell me this, why does an Infreed have a Spanish accent?
Why?
I thought they were Arabic, out of the Arabian Nights.
Well, Jack, if you consider that the Moors occupied Spain for God knows, 300 years, whatever, then it makes perfect sense, does it not?
Yeah, I guess.
By the way, are you certain this is the way?
Well, we've been following my exes.
Well, I only ask because we've passed by here before.
Oh, no, I must have missed a mark.
Yes, we often do.
You know, if just one of my marks were removed, well, we'd be going in circles.
And so we are.
Oh, great. Look at this place. It's a maze of passageways. To the left, to the right, above us, below us. There's just no way to know which level we're even on.
Ah, there you are, my dear.
Who?
You know, Leela, the Infreed.
You can see her.
Oh, yes.
Where is she?
Turn around slowly, and she may not dissipate.
Hello, Jack.
Why, Leela.
I told you she was smashing.
Yes. Leela, what happened to my exes?
Exes?
The exes for exiting.
The magic marks?
Yes.
They vanish?
Someone has been erasing them.
No.
Leela, I think you know who that someone is.
Now, Jack, be nice to her.
Why?
She's our ticket out of this loop.
Yeah, well, look at her hands. They're all blue. That's my magic marker she's been wiping out.
She wants to help.
You think that's helping?
I am here to serve you.
Oh, I bet you are. On a platter.
She sounds sincere, wouldn't you say?
No. Leela.
Yes, Jack.
Can you get us out?
Of course.
I told you.
Yeah, but how can you trust her?
Give her what she wants.
Yeah, what's that?
Ask her.
Leela, if you help us, what do you want in return?
No, I no return. No, no.
What?
You take me with you.
Uh-oh.
I serve you.
Leela, I don't need a servant. Especially an Infreed. Now, even someone as beautiful as... where is she?
She's vanished, wouldn't you say? Tea, old boy?
Yeah, sure.
Abdul.
Thanks. Instant tea.
That'll be all, Abdul. I've always been fascinated by illusions. The question is, how much of it is our own making?
Isn't it all illusion?
I can't say. However, they say there was a time when crystals really did have power.
Crystals?
Yes, some say it was Atlantis that tipped the balance. Afterwards, either due to some magnetic shift or a... cataclysmic event, the potency of the Earth's crystals were drastically diminished. They may have lost a good 3/4 of their power.
Really?
Of course, the crystals of today do contain some beneficial properties, Still, I personally wouldn't put a great deal of faith in them.
You know, I recall an old Arab proverb. Have faith, even in a stone, and you will recover.
Yes, it's like any material object one believes in. A sacred relic, a fragment of cloth from a saint, the hair of a Buddha. If enough people believe it's real, then the believer can actually receive the Shakti, the positive energies from the relic.
If enough people believe it's real.
Say you have a painting by Matisse, and knowing it's an original painted by the hand of the master, there is a vibrancy, a certain radiance about it. But then let us say it's proven to be a fake, a brilliant forgery. And now that you're aware it isn't a true Matisse, the experience of the painting isn't the same. You might say the energy has dissipated.
Because it's all in our mind.
Precisely.
But that's true of gurus, movie stars, presidents, dictators, anyone we empower.
Well, they are illusions, are they not? We participate in their creation.
And in their continuation.
And that is why so little of reality is real.
Fine, except we know this maze is an illusion, right? So why can't we just get out?
You mean stop believing it's real?
Right.
Well then, shall we?
How?
I haven't the foggiest, do you?
No.
So, here we are.
Stuck.
Don't you find this odd?
Odd?
Illusions. Even though we know better, we continue to believe them. Quite odd. Does this remind you of the Medina in Fez?
Fez, Morocco?
Yes.
Well, at least in Fez you can hire a guide to get you out, right?
But we do have a rather attractive guide willing to assist, I believe.
Yeah, but what's her price? A piece of me? Sir Henry, why are you here?
Why?
Is it because of Leela?
No, not her.
Well, who was it then?
Well, there was someone that I apparently, what do you American chappies say, rubbed the wrong way?
Who?
The Dragon Lady.
The Dragon Lady? Who is she?
Well, it's difficult to say. She's rather inscrutable, like the archetypical inscrutable Oriental.
I don't think they use that word anymore.
Inscrutable?
Oriental.
Oh, what a shame. Marvelous sound. Soft, mysterious, exotic.
So I take it she's Asian?
Hardly. She's Hispanic.
Hispanic?
Yes. Madam Z, the inscrutable Hispanic.
The inscrutable Hispanic.
Yes, it is rather amusing. Well, shall we?
What?
Exit.
How?
Leela. She wants to get off this island.
Well, so do I.
So negotiate an agreement and let's move on, shall we? Leela?
Yes, Sir Henry?
My dear, I believe my nephew has had a change of heart.
I will take you off this island.
And?
And you'll be free.
And?
And you won't ask for anything more of me, okay?
Yes.
I have your word.
Yes.
Jolly good. Now, shall we?
Come. Follow me.
That was easy.
Yeah. A little too easy. You know, when I came to this island, the boat did all the rowing.
Yes, well, leaving is always more difficult. Leela, my dear, you look positively radiant, doesn't she, Jack?
Yeah. Positively radiant.
I am so happy to be free of my prison.
Prison?
Now I serve my new master.
Please drop that master stuff.
Whatever Jack wants, I will do.
Look, I don't take this personally, but just stay out of my life.
Say, is that your motorbike?
Oh, yes, sort of.
Splendid, old boy.
It kind of drives itself.
By Jove, how'd you do that?
I don't know. It just sort of starts when it feels like it.
Shall we climb aboard?
Yes, sir.
Leela, I don't want you in my life. Do you understand this?
I cannot come?
No.
Please.
Jack, be civil. She needs transportation.
What? You mean three on a motorcycle?
Well, of course.
Okay, fine. Hop on, Leela.
Thank you.
Is there any room left back there for Henry?
Well, I certainly hope so. Just don't hit any potholes, or I'll wind up in one.
Hang on.
What is this?
The Casa Luna.
Yes, of course.
You know the Casa Luna?
Well, certainly. I'm fond of all the Casa Lunas.
What is it, a franchise?
No, not a franchise. But you know what they say, location, location. But here, I believe they call it bi-location.
You mean the Casa Luna can be in two places at the same time?
And why not?
Ah, Mr. Jack, you're back.
I think so.
Hello, Nonny.
Sir Henry, how are you?
Hungry. Yes, well, first I need to freshen up a bit. Start without me, old boy.
Leela, what would you like?
To serve you.
Oh, come on, stop that. Just forget it.
You never look at me.
Nonny, give her an iced tea. Cool her off, huh?
Okay, Mr. Jack. Are my eyes not beautiful?
Look, I know what women can do with their eyes, especially an Infreet.
But you promised, no?
I said I'd get you off the island, and I did.
Are we not still on island?
On island? No, we're not back there. We're here now.
I mean this island.
You mean you want me to take you off this island, the one we're on now?
Yes, big island.
I knew it.
You knew?
There would be a catch, yes.
Your coffee, Mr. Jack.
Thanks, Donnie.
Leela, tea. Thank you, Nanny.
You two know each other?
A little bit.
Leela, I am not from this dimension, whatever. And I have no idea how to get you or myself off of this island.
We agree, no?
Where's Sir Henry? Stop that.
Jack have sad story, yes? Once upon a time he fall in love.
Ah.
With woman like Leela.
No.
He never forget. She break his heart.
Oh, no.
Oh, come on, would you two stop this?
Look.
What?
See who come, look.
Oh, my God, it's a Mercedes limousine.
Ay, she has come.
Who has come?
Excuse me, Leela must go now.
Do me a favor, Leela. Don't reappear.
Everyone leave when Madame Z come.
Who is this Madame Z?
No one know.
Oh, she's the notorious dragon lady, the inscrutable Hispanic, right?
Monsieur Flanders?
Yes?
Madame Z will speak with you now.
She'll speak with me now?
Yes, she's waiting.